Hello, everyone. So, happy Sunday. This is the start of a new week, and welcome back to my podcast. It is me, Brandis, and you are invited to Between a Rock and a Scarred Place. So, just to give you a little bit of an update on what has been going on, because there has been a lot. So last week, I would say even the weekend before that, the first week of August was, just it was not the start of new beginnings. Went on our annual family vacation. We take an annual family vacation every year to Williamsburg. In the past, we have gone to Busch Gardens. This year, we didn't do that. We just, you know, all stayed together in the same house. And, you know, the kids were able to go swimming and have fun and just spend time together. For me, got there safely, but then my car started to basically die on me. And it just really, that weekend, that the first weekend in August was just really terrible for me. It just really took all of the fight out of me, because I'm just like, Lord, you see everything that I have going on. Like, I just got my daughter back. She's with me permanently. I'm trying to get her, get her adjusted, and, you know, I have to worry about getting her enrolled in school, and I need my car. I need to be able to get around to and from. Ordering Uber it's too expensive, and I am not comfortable taking public transportation. I'm not above taking public transportation. That's, you know, when I first got to the DMV area, that's what I was doing. When I moved out of Northern Virginia, that's what I was doing. I was learning the metro system, and so I'm not above it. I don't have too much pride to have to take it, but with everything that's going on, I'm uncomfortable doing that now. And also, it's inconvenient because you really have to plan, and when you have two kids that are in school and they go to aftercare and you want to get them involved in programs, and you just having a car just makes a lot of things more easier, especially like when you have to think about all of the nuances of being a single parent, you know, going to the grocery store, getting my son's haircut or getting my daughter's hair done, you know, just being able to go to the convenience store, just the little things that you need in between, traveling to and from where my parents stay, where my sister stays. It is just, a car is more convenient, and it just really bummed me out, and it put me in a very bad headspace. I was mad, and I'm not even gonna hold you. my car breaking down on me had me in a chokehold because I was mad. I was mad at God. I was like, God, how could you like let this happen? I didn't necessarily blame him, but I'm just like, Lord, like I'm praying. You know what? I need this vehicle. Like, why? You know, it just seemed like one good thing happens and then something else comes to snatch that away. And it just really frustrated me. You know, I'm on, you know, luckily, thankfully, my parents were there to help me. But then later on, I find out that the car is not even repairable. And going back from finding that out, you know, now my parents have wasted, you know, $200 some odd to put in a new water pump into this car. And then to find out a week later that the car can't even be repaired because the motor is done. You know, we spent money on a serpentine belt and spent money on the tool that, you know, you're supposed to use to put the serpentine belt on. It just really put me in a bad headspace. And I was mad. And sometimes when you get mad, you don't want to hear. For me, I try not to be like a negative Nancy on social media, but I also try to have transparent moments because I know that somewhere out there, somebody probably is going through an obstacle or they have a challenge and they probably feel the same way I feel. And a lot of times when you go through something that you feel like, dang, like I'm tired of going through this merry-go-round. Like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I'm not out here wilding out in these streets. I'm not strung out on drugs. I'm not being arrested. I'm not in jail. I'm, you know, taking care of my kids and I'm trying to be a good single parent and I'm just trying to live life. And you feel like, Lord, why am I in this wilderness? Like, I know what the wilderness feels like. I'm tired of walking here. I don't want to be out here anymore. Like, get me out of here. And when it feels like the Lord is not hearing you or he's not coming through, and it's like, I don't want to hear, even though I need to hear the encouragement, you know, that God is with me and that he's not going to put more on you than you can bear. When you're going through, it all sounds so cliche-ish. It's like, he's not going to put more on me than I can bear, but I feel like I can't bear this. I can't bear this. I don't have no plan as to what to do next. Like, God, you know my finances, you know my heart, you know the things that I'm trying to do, you know the things that I desire to do, you know that I desire to be able to provide for my kids, and I don't want to keep leaning on my village, even though my village is there and I am thankful for my village and for the people that are around to help. And I don't take that for granted or take that lightly. But at the same time, like, I want to be able to do these things. I want my kids to know that, hey, you know, mommy's got it. I don't want to always have to say no. I don't want to always have to say, you know, I don't have it. I can't afford it. I don't want to live like that. I want to live comfortably. I want my kids to live comfortably. And for me, it's not enough for them just to be safe. Like, I'm thankful that they are safe. I am thankful that they are not without and that they don't have any real wants as far as their the necessities. But the same time, like, I want my kids to be comfortable. I want them to have some of the things that they want. And I don't want to have to be the one to tell them, like, no, I can't do that, or no, I can't get that, or you're going to have to wait until, you know, the next time I get paid. I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't want to be without a vehicle, God. I don't want to live in lack. And sometimes when you're going through, you know that you need to hear the encouragement. You know that you need to have people around you who faith is stronger than yours, because they're the ones who are going to lift you up and keep you from sinking further and further into that deep, dark space. That space that you want to just crawl in and curl up in, and you just want to live there. And 2 weeks ago, that's how I felt. I felt like I just want to crawl into the fetal position, and I just want to stay in this sunken place, because I just felt so defeated in my spirit. I felt so defeated as a mother and as a woman. I mean, it doesn't just extend to the things that I want for my children, but it also extends to, you know, one day I want to be somebody's wife. And if I going through these obstacles, like, that's not attractive to someone that could potentially be my husband. Like, that's how I look at it. I look at it like, why would somebody want to choose me? And I'm struggling. Like, every time they turn around, like, one I have a season of good, and that season is very short, and then next thing you know, it's just like, bah, like, life just throws you a grenade, and boom, everything just blows up, and it's a disaster. You know, no one wants to keep coming in and having to clean up that disaster. I don't want to put that burden on someone that I want to build a life with and that I want to share my life with. Someone, you know, I want to be that woman that they can look to and draw strength from. And I can be that support system for them. Babe, what you need, I got you. But it's hard to do that if you don't even have yourself. And so those are the things that I struggle with, you know, and it's just not even with that. It's like, you know, with family, it's like, okay, my parents have done this for me and I'm in debt to them. And even though they don't nag me, or they don't, you know, they're not in my face every other month saying, hey, you owe us for this or you owe us for that, I'm thankful for that. And at the same time, it wears on my heart. It's a burden on my heart, because it's like, they didn't have to do that. And I want to be able to give that back to them and then some. Even though God continues to bless them, they don't lack, they don't go without, but I'm grown. And in a perfect world, I should be blessing them. I should be giving to them, not constantly having to have them rescue me out of trouble and calamity. You know, I want to be able to do for my siblings, even though they don't ask me, but, you know, that's just my heart. I want to be able to do for others. And it's hard to even see myself being able to do that when I constantly feel like every time I make progress, that progress gets taken away by some uncontrollable obstacle or challenge. And that's where I was a few weeks ago. It's like, yeah, I'm going through this and I'm going to be transparent and I'm going to, you know, this is what I'm dealing with. But right now, I don't need you to tell me that you're praying for me. You know, I had made a post and I'm like, you know, your prayers, a lot of your prayers probably did save my life. It probably did. It probably saved me from death, and it probably saved me from a lot of things that could have gone worse. But at the same time, the prayers didn't stop anything. And I know that as a believer, we're all gonna go through things. Like, we're not exempt from trials and tribulations. But my God, how long do I have to be on trial? Like, how long do I have to face tribulation? Like, I want to be in a season of favor and blessing, not just for myself, but so that those who are connected to me can be in that same favor, that whatever is on me can drip and flow on them. And I am happy to say that I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I am still smiling. Every day, I am learning to be a little bit more grateful for the things that I do have instead of focusing on the things that I don't have. And I know that if I continue to trust God, I mean, things don't happen overnight, and I get that. But I realize that I have to keep pushing, and I have to not lose that fight that is within me to keep going, because I lost it. I lost it. And I had to, I spoke with my first lady and I just broke down to her, because normally, you know, she will check on me every now and then just to see how me and the kids are doing. And even if I'm not doing okay, I always say, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine, we're doing good, because I don't want someone prying, or I don't want them asking too many questions, or I don't, sometimes, to be honest with you and be straight up transparent, I don't want to be accountable. You know, I don't want you to tell me anything, because now whatever information you share with me, I have to be accountable for that information. And sometimes I don't want that. It's already so much pressure on my shoulders. I don't want that weight on me, because I feel like I can't handle it. And like I said, a lot of times we always hear people say, well, God won't put more on you than you can bear. And you look at God like, Lord, like I'm breaking under this pressure. I can't bear this. But I realize even today while I'm updating you on what has been going on in my life, on this journey, on this road to better, on this road to success, I realized today that I can bear it. the minute that I can't bear it, is the minute that someone is giving my eulogy. And no one is giving my eulogy because I have purpose on this earth and God is not finished. He's not done. I have not fulfilled the purpose that he has placed in me in this earth. And so until that happens, I can bear it. That pressure, it hurts. It hurts. That squeezing and that tightness, that going through fire, it hurts. It's not pleasant. It's not a pleasant experience. But what comes out on the other side is beautiful. And that's where I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to that beautiful place. Because I want people who are connected to me to see that no matter how hard it gets, if you never give up, if you keep the people around you that encourage you and they push you and they see the potential that is in you, and they know how to pull it out. And if they see the anointing that is on your life and they continue to push and continue to encourage and uplift and edify you, and they continue to hold you accountable, and they continue to give you wisdom and let you know, hey, you're going the wrong way, or hey, you messed up in this area. Let me help guide you back on the road that you're supposed to be in. When you keep people around you like that, life won't feel as hopeless as it does in that moment. And that is what I have really been learning over these past couple of weeks. Like it looked hopeless. And then to compound that feeling of hopelessness with more bad news, you just are like, well, what am I gonna do? And then when you feel like, God, I don't have a, what's the answer? I'm waving my white flag. Where are you? And you just have to keep pushing, and you have to learn how to really like settle yourself, and those things that you have been pushing aside, and those things that you have been trying to suppress to get you back to a place in God where you can hear from him. You realize, like, I have to really just let go. And so, yeah, that is where I am. I'm not going to say that I am 100% content, because I'm not. But I'm not 100% hopeless. I haven't lost my faith. And I am going to continue to fight. Because I'm special. And I'm not saying that arrogantly. I'm not saying that to be narcissistic or to be full of myself. I am saying that in confidence that I'm special. I know that there, the hand of God is on me. And anytime that I decide that I am going to try to get to that place where me and God meet, the devil fights hard against me. He does everything he can to put me in a space of depression and anxiety and hopelessness and despair. He does everything to disrupt my life. So I must be a big problem for him. I must be a big problem for him in the kingdom, because he has tried to get at me at, like, when I'm not saying that to sound cliche or just to say it, or I'm not saying that just to be talking. Like, I wholeheartedly believe that, because when I wasn't checking for God and I'm just like kind of like just living my life vicariously and just kind of doing my own thing, and I'm not really, you know, not really participating in church and not really being spiritually healthy, he wasn't messing with me. It's not like life was 100% good. Like, oh, now I got everything that I want, but I wasn't dealing with life's pretty cool. So it gives you this false sense of reality that, you know, like, dang, like, is it really worth living right, living holy? This believer's walk that we hold fast to and we claim to, is it really worth it? Because, like, when I'm trying to do the right thing and I'm living right and I'm pushing myself to study and I'm, you know, getting myself to back to being active in church and I'm praying or I'm, you know, going on YouTube and I'm listening to, you know, sermons and I'm taking notes and I'm really trying to apply the word to my life. It's like all hell breaks loose. But when I'm not doing none of that, I'm okay. And it almost makes you feel like, dang, my life is much smoother when I'm a sinner. It gives you this false sense of reality. And for me, in reality, it's because when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do as a believer, when I'm not studying, when I'm not praying, when I don't have that burden in me to draw closer to God, he ain't gotta worry about me. He like, oh, she off track. I ain't gotta worry about her. She ain't gonna fulfill her purpose. I ain't gotta send my goons after her. But when I decide, you know what, God, like, I'm tired of fighting against you. And it's not a fight like, oh God, I don't want to do what you say. It's not even that type of fight. It's just like, Lord, I'm obviously, I I'm not doing something right. I don't have the answers. My way is not working. So let me just get on board. And you start to make steps and you start to make progress. Every day's not perfect. You might miss a day of prayer. You might still do some things that just out of habit that you have to kind of be more intentional about. Okay, like this area here, I really gotta get that under control. But at least let me start somewhere. Let me start somewhere. Even if that means, all right, you know what? Let me turn this TV off and let me just sit in the quiet. Or, you know, for me, it was before this, I had stopped listening to secular music in the car. I, you know, just was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn a radio station on, the gospel station, or I'm going to plug my phone up, and that's what I'm going to do. Like, just little steps. Or, you know what? Let me go to my YouTube channel and pick out a sermon today, or let me find a scripture and let me go in and study that. And when I start to take those baby steps, it's like, oh, the devil got an alarm. Like, oh, she's up. She's doing things. Like, oh, she's trying to reach her purpose. She's trying to get there. I gotta get her. And it's wild. But I understand the devil. He walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He only comes to do three things: kill, steal, and destroy. And I understand that. And even with that understanding, it doesn't make the journey less difficult. But it does help me be more aware that I can't give up. I can't stop my podcast. Like I always say, even if it's just one person that listens and supports, I can't stop for that person. Because my heart and my desire will always be to help others, to educate others, to help open up conversations that we are sometimes scared to have because we think it's taboo, or we think it's wrong for us to admit our flaws or to say, hey, I'm not okay. And I had to say that. I had to tell my first lady that when I became transparent with her, I had to tell her, you know what? Normally I would tell you I'm okay, but guess what? I'm not okay. This situation has broke me. I'm not okay. I am I am 100% not okay. And she told me to repeat after her and say, everything's going to be all right. And it took every ounce of fight within me to say that, because I felt like the enemy wanted to mute my mouth, because I did not want it to come out. I did not want to say everything's going to be all right, because in my mind, logically, I couldn't figure it out. How am I going to say everything's going to be all right and look at this situation that I'm in? God, I don't want to depend on nobody, but I do want to depend on you. So you're going to have to make a way. You're going to have to make provision. If I go out and I get a car and I finance it on my own, you're going to have to make the provision for me to make the payments. Point blank, period. If it was just me, myself, and I, okay, Uber it is, but it's not. I got kids. I got two that's with me and two that's not. And I need to be successful for all of them. They deserve that. They didn't ask to be here. And so I have an obligation. I have a responsibility to get myself in check. To get up and to shake the dust off of me. And to keep pushing. And so that's what I'm doing. Even making this episode today, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting up and I'm shaking the dirt off of me. I have a lot of things within me to say. To share. And it's not just for myself. It's for those who are connected to me and those who will be connected to me. And I have a responsibility to keep going, to keep fighting, to not lose that determination and that will, to be intent on lining my will in agreement with the will that God has for my life. The purpose that he has for my life. And I realize that I'm not perfect. And I know a lot of times you probably have heard me say this on other episodes. And if I'm saying it again, there is a reason why I'm saying it again, because those who will be listening to this, you need to know that what we perceive as perfect, that's not the perfect that God looks for. He's looking for maturity. He's looking for a willingness to be molded and shaped. And he knows, he understands that sometimes there's going to be some resistance. He understands that sometimes he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to continue to mold the clay. That sometimes it's gonna fall apart, and he's gonna have to get it, put it back in that water, and make it putty again, so that he can get it the right consistency and put it back on that wheel to shape it and mold it. He understands that the conditions won't always be right. And so sometimes when we get frustrated and we say, okay, Lord, you know the end from the beginning. So like, what's going on? Like, if you knew that this was going to happen, why you even let me get into this situation? And sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. Like, we put ourselves in that situation. We can't always blame, we can't blame God, but we can't always blame it on the devil. Because sometimes the devil ain't even worried about us. He's not worried about us until we make up in our mind and in our heart that we are about to impact the kingdom. That we are about to impact this world. And the systems and the principalities. That we're about to use our voice to make changes. And so, for me, I know that I can't stop. Because whatever that purpose is that is on my life, it scares the devil. It scares the enemy. Because he fights so hard against me. And God is okay if I get frustrated. He can handle my frustration. He can handle my questions. He can handle my whys. He can handle it, because he knows that it's going to help refine me. When I finally come down from, or not even down, when I finally come up from that place of frustration, when I finally come up from that angry and that sad or that bitter, that depressed place, and I allow him to speak to me, I allow him to send others to speak into my life. And they give me a different perspective. Then I begin to understand, like, this is to help refine me. So that when I really am at the peak of my potential, the peak of my purpose, nothing that the enemy throws at me will shake me. And I'll be able to help others. To get to that same place. Because it's possible. I'm sitting here today talking to you and telling you it's possible. 2 weeks ago, I was down bad. Everything that could go wrong, it went wrong. It was terrible. But I did not die. My kids are safe. I am in my right mind. So, even though it may look like I lost, or I may feel like I lost, I didn't lose. Or I, at least I didn't lose anything that I can't get back. I didn't lose anything that God can't make provision for me to have again. And this time when I get it, it's going to be because God made a way. It's going to be because, Lord, it's you. It's you. You got to do this or it won't get done. You got to show up and show out. You know, I stepped out on faith just in frustration. I stepped out on faith and I said, you know what? Let me apply to school. Let me apply for financial aid. And I did it. And now I just have to trust God, wait for my advisor to reach back out to me again and let me know, like, what I'm going to be funded for school. And when October 14th come around, I'm going to be in there. Because I want better for my life. I don't want anyone to tell me what I can't have, what I'm not able to do. If my church needs something, I want to be able to give it. If my parents need something, I want to be able to do it. If my siblings need something, I want to be able to say, I got you. You know, my nephew, my niece, my kids, my extended family, my village. I want to be the rescuer instead of always being the one that needs to be rescued. And so that is my update. That's what's been going on. That's where I'm at. You know, now I'm just believing God for a new vehicle. And like I said, I'm believing him for the provision that, you know, I'm going to be able to take care of that, still be able to pay my rent, still be able to get food for my kids, still be able to do all of the little nuance things. Still be able to start school in October. Still be able to do all that God has placed in me. I'm going to continue to do these podcasts. I'm going to continue to encourage you. I'm going to continue to uplift you. Because the one thing failure will never see me do is give up. And so I hope that you have a wonderful Sunday. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. As always, I always encourage you to keep going, keep pushing, despite what it may look like, what it may feel like. I'm going to always be transparent with you because I know I've been there. I know what you're going through. I know how you feel. I know when it seems like enough is enough, and you're tired, and you're spent, and you're worn, and you're just, you are done. I know what that feels like. And I'm here to just encourage you that if I can keep pushing, you can keep pushing too. We're going to push together. We're going to make it together. I'm going to always reach back for you because you matter. I matter. We matter. So I pray that this has encouraged your heart. I hope that this has made you feel a little bit better, a little bit more optimistic about the future. God really does know our end from the beginning. And we're just trying to catch up to where He already is. And although we would like for Him to just fast forward us to the end, if He did that, we wouldn't be able to build the character. We wouldn't be able to be refined. We wouldn't be able to handle the future us the way that we need to without some of those trials and tribulations. Again, some of those things we create ourselves. We always have to look for those ways of escape because God does give us that. And many times we bypass it, we miss it, because we think that we have the better way. And so this is just to encourage you to keep going towards where God is. He will meet you. He loves you. I love you. Have a blessed Sunday. And until we meet again, take care.